Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And the big mad for those of us with Inner Sight today is the change.org removing our nursing home petition after all these months and citing community guidelines.
Yeah.
Well, how many people in the communities of this country have been railroaded into nursing homes, been abused? How many have died?
Yeah.
Because the nursing homes refuse to let the home health care people in. You know, and, you know, if change refuses our petition, we'll find a better place for it.
Yeah, I know.
Believe me, I mean, you know, we have another one up there that did pretty well, almost 80,000 names.
Yeah, but I hope they don't.
But we're not going to stand by. We're not going to stand by and let anyone stop us from turning these nursing homes into accessible housing. We had a great meeting today. I want to thank Tracy and Ira, Suzanne, Maureen.
You're welcome anytime.
For attending the meeting. And we're making plans for Tracy's new book. She's going to donate $1 from every book to try to get some funds behind this movement so we can let more people know why these nursing homes shouldn't be there. We don't need them. They're horrible. Got a call yesterday from one of our advocates who's stuck in one of these places. She fell out of bed, middle of the night. They couldn't determine whether she had a fractured shoulder or a broken arm. They took x-rays and all that. But, you know, she's lucky she wasn't killed.
Yeah. Yes.
But how many people does that happen to in these places?
Plenty.
And it's the fault of the owners and the heads of the places, because why aren't they demanding that the home health aides are allowed in to help people?
Yeah.
That would avoid a lot of mishaps and injuries and everything else.
Yeah.
If they're not doing that, as far as I'm concerned, they're guilty of contributing to the death and injury of people. And we intend to stop that. One way or another. Be it with, change or another way to get people to sign a petition or revealing these things is a lot more important than any petition. We want to get the word out.
Yes.
There isn't one disabled person in this country who likes nursing homes.
Oh, they do.
Not that I know of.
For real. They are.
Yeah,
they do.
So
like
you want to read that?
Yeah, I'm going to. Just let me say one quick thing. I was flabbergasted when I didn't see our petition. I was like looking. I thought maybe my eyes are playing tricks on me. Then I see an older version of our petition. So I thought maybe there was a mistake by me or something. Then I see something from change.org. And I see, I'm going to tell people what they said. They took it down because we were in violation of community guidelines. I was so livid at that point. Because I had a particular moment that I shared with everybody, and it took a lot of deliberation for me to share it. I was with Frank, and I was kept saying, Frank, but I don't know if I really should share this because this is my private moment I wanted to keep with my mom before she passed. But I shared it. You know why? Because this I knew
well,
in my heart.
You shared it for a good cause.
Yeah, I did. I did. I shared it because I knew it was going to give people an understanding of what went on and what does go on in these nursing homes all around America and the world. And I'm going to say what went on quickly with my mom. She had sepsis from just a plain old urinary tract infection, and it went into her brain and gave her a severe brain infection that she died from the brain infection.
Who told you that the infection came from the urinary tract?
Oh, the doctors at the hospital and the doctors in the nursing home. Everybody
told you that.
Yeah, right. And they also told me it went from the brain to the whole blood system. And
so they neglected her, in other words.
Yes, they did. And then they said, don't say that we neglected her. Oh, then how did it get from the urine to the blood to the brain? Answer that for me.
So how can you say the nursing homes don't kill people? Didn't they help the killer?
Yes.
If they
neglected
her?
Instead of putting
her?
A knife in their hand, they neglected her. And that was the knife.
Truly.
In my eyes. So
that's why we said it that way.
Yes, that's right.
Because
yes,
it's damn
right.
True.
It is true. And the same thing
now, what did
happened.
We...
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
The same thing happened to my dad. He had sepsis too. What is this, a pattern? You don't care to even wipe their butts? What is it? You're disgusted by the look of them?
There's too many people there. They can't do it.
Oh, I know that, but Frank.
They
can't do it,
and they won't do anything about doing it.
They
that's
just
what
make
makes
the
it
money.
Worse.
They want to make the money next person when
but
the bed is
but they can still make
warm.
The money.
I know that.
We're not telling them to give up their jobs.
No, I'm not. But it gets to the
they
point.
They could do a better job if
oh,
they
yes,
had
they
the home
can.
Health aides in there.
Yes, and they also can do a better job if they convert their nursing home into an apartment complex.
But you
we're
see,
not
if you have
totally
the home health aides in there, you don't need the nursing homes.
That's right.
You can send people home. That's
right.
Why I don't want them.
That's right.
They don't care about the person's life. They care about the system, the way it operates.
Yes. And they
that's
wanted
they
total, like, this is what blew my mind in the beginning of the pandemic when I saw something online saying that they wanted not to be blamed, for anything that happens within the nursing home confines because of the pandemic. Oh, wait. Having somebody sit in their diaper is now going to be chalked up to a pandemic? No way, no how. That's your responsibility. I'm sorry.
If they didn't want to be blamed, why didn't they stand up and tell the governor, get these people out of here?
That's right. That's right.
That's a bunch of bull
now,
crap.
They don't allow us in there, number one, you know, to grab our family members. They don't provide in the community accessible housing, and they want to not be blamed? Come on. Get real. You know, I'm on borderline cursing, but I'm being very professional today.
They should have gotten the people out.
Yes.
And we all know what happened with that.
Oh, don't let me get started at him.
In a sight, man, I'm glad. You want to read what they wrote to
yes,
us?
Yes, I wrote a letter to them, and I was very professional. I said, listen, why did you take, here's the subject of the letter, why did you take our petition down? That's all I wrote. And then he said, hello, in a sight. But I also said, I said, I have a physical disability, and I gave them my stuff in it. It's very difficult for me to do anything in regards to the petition. You are making it more and more difficult for me to fight my cause, and my cause is a worthy one. I told them a little bit, very little about the cause. I didn't want to make it seem that I want pity. I just wanted them to know that I'm fighting a cause just like everybody
else.
Well,
you should have said our cause, over 100,000
people. Oh, yeah,
people.
I'm saying my cause, yes, but I'm saying our cause, yes. I said Inner
Tell
Sight.
Let them know we have a podcast
yes.
that reach 100,000 people.
But it says here, Hello
plus.
Inner Sight. It doesn't say my course. It says Hello Inner Sight. So that's what they're responding to.
Yeah, but they may not know what Inner Sight is.
No, I did. I told them what Inner Sight was. I said a volunteer nonprofit. And I'm the assistant director. I said, hello. They said, hello, Inner Sight. Thank you for contacting Change.org Help Center. I am sorry to hear about this situation. I understand you've invested time and effort into your campaign. I'm pleased to help. To better assist you, could you please confirm if this is the petition you are referring to? And it isn't. It isn't. It's the older one. Now, I don't know where they're going to get the other one.
Wait
they
a minute. Read that again.
Yeah. Please.
Mumble. You go too fast. Go slow.
Yeah, I'll go slower. I'm sorry. I'm pissed. When I get pissed,
read
I talk fast. Okay. To better assist you. The whole thing you want me to read again or just that?
Yeah, just read that part.
Okay. To better assist you, could you please confirm if this is your petition you are referring to? And then it has change.org on burden the taxpayers, get rid of nursing homes, make accessible housing with buildings. If not, I kindly request that you please provide me with the exact petition title. You deleted it.
Oh,
how am I supposed
you
to
got to tell her. Hold it. You got to tell them. Nursing homes kill people.
Get rid of them.
It's the one they took
that was
down.
It. Yeah.
Maybe it was an oversight.
I hope not. I hope so. I hope.
What do you mean
say.
You hope not? I hope it was.
So. I meant to say I hope it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
but
so you
got to
answer
gonna,
her and say it's not
it
the
now.
One that you're referring to.
Yes.
It's
all right, here we go.
The one that was removed. Nursing homes kill people.
Okay.
Get rid of them. You know? And you got to say, why was that petition removed?
Yeah.
You know? You cited community guidelines.
Yeah.
And then you say, thousands of people from communities all over this country are dying in nursing homes.
That's right.
That's what you got to say to them. You got to answer them and say that.
Yeah, I know.
She said she wants the help.
Yeah, I know.
Well, put the petition back.
Yeah.
Please put the petition back.
Well, I'm going to start. The petition you have listed is not the petition. The petition's name is blah, 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 you know. I'm going to write it out, you know.
Yeah, you give her the title of the petition. Wasn't that the title, Nursing Homes Kill People?
Yeah, get rid of them.
Get rid of them?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, make it short and to the point.
And
don't
sweet.
Babble on.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, I know, at this point, yeah.
So, I don't know, we'll put it in. We'll see what happened. Maybe,
yeah. It was an oversight.
It was an oversight. Who knows? Maybe the damn thing deleted itself. Possible.
Possibly.
I don't know. These computers, anything is possible. Especially these days with everybody jiggling these things all day. So we'll give Change the opportunity to fix this. Now, as long as they understand, you know, that this is a very serious issue and that people, they talk about community guidelines. I would stress people from communities all over this country are dying in nursing homes. We're trying to stop it. That's what I would stress.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens. Well, what's this woman's name? Should give her name?
Daniela.
Just the first name.
Daniel. Well,
any address?
Change.
Phone number?
Let me see. San Francisco. and she has some sort of reference thing. Yeah, reference thing at the bottom. I have to play around with it and see if I can put it in a document somehow. It's like referring to something.
If you have a phone number.
No, it doesn't.
No, usually these places don't have phone numbers anymore.
No, they don't. It's everything by email.
They're afraid of phone calls.
Nah, it's just the way things are run nowadays. If they're on the internet, it's really horrible. Everything, all of them, that's the way they run it. It's horrible.
All right, Matt, a glad Monday. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, Tom's River, New Jersey. 609-388-7004. And we thank you very much for all your help and for the beautiful Akitas. Want to adopt an Akita, give Joanne a call and a look at the website, Big East Akita Rescue. .org, I believe it is. All right. Kennedy Realty, my buddy. Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. You buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Yeah, call Mr. Kennedy. He's a supporter of Inner Sight, and we thank him for
hell
it.
Hell yeah.
Kennedy Realty. Beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante. Baby Royalty, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and many, many more. We honor them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's our slogan. And we want everybody to practice it. Inner Sight reminds you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Had a great Zoom meeting today. We're moving forward. We don't let anything stop us. We're not going to let anything stop us. And moving forward with Tracy Garner and her new book in January, and we thank her for wanting to help Inner Sight. And, you know, every disabled person, we thank Ira Tucker, Suzanne, Maureen, Mary, every disabled person has a pure motive to get rid of these nursing homes. And that motive is, I don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, a lot of us, unfortunately, will have to. Let's be realistic.
I know, until we get this done.
So we're fighting greatly for the younger generation.
That's right.
See? That's why I talked the other night about young people. Get behind this.
Yeah.
You don't want to wind up in a damn nursing home. I mean, if you're lucky enough to have the money where you don't have to go, that's a different story. But most people are not going to have that.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will if they don't, if this is not going to be taken up as an option. That's all. They will.
What?
If they don't take us seriously, this will continue, and it'll keep getting worse.
I just said it. Most people won't have the money to stay out of a nursing home.
That's right.
They won't have any choice.
Very seriously. Yeah.
Yeah.
They, here's what the problem is. I'm going to say something that might really hit hard, okay? The problem is, people have asked me, how come you put all your family members in nursing homes? Just like that, overtly. Oh, you think it's so easy? I didn't want to put my mother or my father or my grandmothers or anybody, my aunts. I don't want to put anybody in a nursing home at all. But I was threatened. Even the older
a lot of people probably don't. What are they supposed to do?
Yeah, but it wasn't.
How can they keep
them? I couldn't. I wasn't physically able to do it physically. I wanted home care in my house. I wanted home care for everybody to help them to they would.
But I will say one thing. People need to fight more for it.
Yeah, but you know what, Frank? They just
make an issue out of it.
Oh, yeah, we did. Do you know I have that piece of paper? I'm going to definitely put it on. People ask me all the time why I didn't fight hard. I did.
I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about people in general.
Mm-hmm.
Make an issue out of it. Call in a site. We'll help you. We'll do whatever we can.
Issues about things. You know, I recently found power in me. I recently did it for my aunt, and they were scared. I didn't realize I had it, and I want everybody to hear this. My aunt, you know, is at that moment where she could have easily gone into a nursing home. She recently had a fall, and she still can, yes. She's at the beginning stages of dementia. She has an aid that she's paying for dearly right now. All her savings are being drained, and soon her house has to be sold and her car has to be sold just to pay for the home care, because in Florida, in the particular state that she's in, they don't have good home care. Now, she has to really come to New York.
They don't have good home care in any state.
Really, yes.
If they did, you wouldn't have nursing homes.
That's correct. Okay, and the thing that bothers me is that they want to just take your money. They just have no qualms about doing that. All right, so the people over at the hospital kept saying, you've got to put her in for physical therapy. I said, I don't have to do anything. You know, she does not want to be in for physical. She doesn't have the cognizance. Well, I've been designated her patient advocate. I could have the doctor give you a call. I am her patient advocate, and we are not putting her in a nursing home, and that is final. You have a problem with that, take us to court. And that's what I said, Frank. I never felt so powerful at that very moment I did. They did not call Adult Protective Services on me, which I found very, very surprising. But if they did...
Not yet.
I would have... Not yet, I know. It's going to come. Yes, it is. I'm waiting for the day. You know, and you know what? I'll say, take me to court. I said it before. Take me to court. Now I'm getting for my mother bills from the old nursing home. It'll be a high day in hell before I pay it. It killed my mom. I'm not letting... It's the old nursing home. They want money.
First they neglect people, then they want money. They want you to pay for them.
Yeah, and I'm not.
Reminds
I refuse
the
to.
Old...
They put it in my name.
The old John Wayne movie. We ain't going to pay him for that.
No, I'm not. And they could freeze in hell before I pay. You know, I don't care what they say. And I said, that is my mother's expense. Go to the grave and get it. That's what I said today. I'm getting really, you know, outright mad.
All right,
mad
or glad.
Often.
Mad or glad Monday, 213-816.
Let's see who's
1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about, keep it clean if you want to call in. We have any callers?
We had Anthony, but he, you know, went off a moment. I don't know if he'll come back. I hope he does.
All right.
We'll make it up.
I heard, to change the subject, because we can do a lot of this on our show Wednesday night, you know.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see what happens by Wednesday. If they put the petition back, wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be nice. That would be very nice.
That would be inner sight. The power of inner sight.
Yes, it would be.
All right. I heard on the news that one of the head Republicans quit the White House to go work with Trump.
No way. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Now, Trump... wants to, and the government's giving him a hard time, I heard, but I think he's going to win. Trump wants to have two companies, one similar to Twitter and the other one Facebook. He wants to compete
against
with
them.
The Facebook and the Twitter. I don't know what the names of them are, but
yeah,
I wonder. I wonder what the difference would be.
You know what I want to do? I'm going to get on them too. You know what, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send it to everybody. Whoever answers me, I'll be happy to work with them. That's all.
Yeah, well, let's
see.
I don't know if he's going to start those kinds, they'll let him do it. He's got to get a license.
Yeah, if they let him do it, yeah. But, you know, you have to be broad. I'm going to be very broad. I don't, you know, take sides. I never did in my political stance. You know, I lean very, very minimally towards the left, but very minimally. I do have some things that I lean towards the right with. I do have things that I lean, you know, I'm right in dead in the middle. You know, and mostly my stance, I would say maybe 80% of it's the middle. Really, it is. I have, you know, if I were to select the party, it would just be unaligned if I could. If that was a party.
Well, I'm not voting for anybody unless they do something for us.
Exactly. Now you got it, Frank. That's right.
I'm keeping my, that's my own personal
me too.
Assessment. You know?
Yeah.
You want me to support you as a candidate, you do something for us. Otherwise, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. Matt, are glad Monday. And, you know, we are fighting an uphill battle here. But it's not the first time. And we're doing it for many, many millions of people, some of whom may not even be born yet. You realize that?
Yeah, no. You know,
you got to think of everybody.
It blows my mind, Frank, that you have, you know, something that means so freaking much to everybody, old and young, okay? And yet, there's nobody who takes it so seriously except us and some people that we've managed to gather together to actually, I don't know anybody aside from the people we've gathered together who's actually taken such a hard stance on this. It just, in my heart, when I looked at that position and there was nothing there, it sank. It sank and I cried. I said,
well, I'm sure that there are other people. We gotta find them. That's why the word goes out.
Yeah.
You know, keep talking about it, telling the, like Tracy said today, she wants to put the stories up on her, her website.
Did she also say when we got off the meeting, I just want to confirm that it was the 7th? I just want to say that. Yes or no?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, I have to confirm with her.
But
I'll confirm tomorrow and then we'll,
we're
going to
write up, well, we may not have to write up a new petition if they put it back up.
If, yeah, they do. That would be beautiful. And then maybe we could adjust certain things, you know.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that they answered you
is good.
And they're saying, is this the petition?
Yeah, is something that could be done.
Tells me that maybe they're unaware.
Yeah.
I don't see how that could happen, but hey, anything's possible.
You know the weird thing? I saw that message more than once last night, and it was really annoying me. I was trying to see if
what
we were on log.
What? Be clear.
It was the violation message, so that we were in violation of community guidelines. So I looked around in their help section to see if there was an explanation. The only explanation to that was, you know, all the ones that I had read to you this afternoon, that, like, if you have something that's too emotional or say, too bloody or too violent or too whatever, that they would take it down, right? So I know it was emotional, but there were more things that were more emotional than mine and yours and anybody that we put up there. How could you say it was too emotional? I saw a kid.
So they're making a determination.
Yeah, I guess. They had a baby. I would say a baby on a respirator And that's not emotional, Frank? To me, I find that emotional. Don't you?
It may be, but may not be to them. I don't know what they're basing it on.
The baby was dying. The baby's dying. My mother was dying in the video. The baby's dying in the video. And they finally got the payment for the hospital bill, and the baby survived. But
baby's dying, and I want to give the hospital money.
Well, she was on.
What kind of jackasses do that?
I don't know. Everybody has a different petition up there, so I don't know what
you don't
exactly
give them money
it was for.
If they're not. I could see you give them money if they're helping, but
they
not
will.
If the baby's
but
dying.
But here's what happened in that petition. That baby couldn't, to me, I think if you have a baby, you would just offer your services to me. That if I was a doctor, I'd be offering my services.
Unless the person is rich, then they don't care.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to them. But if you're a common person,
obviously,
you
they had to raise
offer?
The money.
Yeah, and that's what happened. But they were also petitioning the hospital where this baby was to actually help, you know, provide the services. Why would you petition something like that? Why would you fight something like that? Really? You know, why would the hospital neglect that? That's something that, you know, these are the things. I feel that mine was in the same category in the medical area. My mother died within the confines of a nursing home because you neglected her. You neglected her because of something so stupid by not changing her diaper. It's only a diaper.
Well, let's see what they say.
You know. Yeah. We'll see. I started writing the email, and I'll add things that you told me as much as I could, and I'll send it, you know?
Yeah, let's just answer them.
I am.
You know?
Yep. That's all.
And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get an answer before Wednesday.
Exactly. And maybe we could send it off to...
On the nursing home show.
People to take a quick look at it, like Tracy. Maybe she'll say, oh, yeah, you could do this. This would be better or whatever. You know? More impactful.
All right, Matt, glad Monday. Don't forget we're on television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And that's 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Thursday on Long Island Altice, that's Channel 20, 7:30, Thursday night. Check us out. It's all on rerun until further notice.
Yeah,
unfortunately. I hope the notice is not that much further.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday is our nursing home program. And Thursday, we got a special guest from California Thursday, Elijah. Forgive me, Elijah. I don't know your last name. And a young guy, 20 years old, muscular dystrophy and complications. That could be fatal. So we'll hear his story on Thursday and see and about his book and his nonprofit agency. That's Thursday night on Inner Sight. Friday's the funnies. Don't forget.
It was excellent. It was funny as heck.
Yeah. Well, Louis started it.
I know.
He gave me the idea.
And then we had the giggles after that.
Benny Hill.
We couldn't stop giggling at what he was saying. And he said, sorry. I said, no, don't be sorry. You just made us laugh with great laughter. Laughter is the best medicine. It means we're in love with what you said. You know.
Yeah. Inner Sight, 834, New York. live Mad or Glad Monday. Speaking of which, let's hear that count.
Okay. Yeah, it surely did. 111,000, I think 708 last time I looked today. But let me just take one quickie look here. All right.
111,700.
And I think 8, but I got to see. I had to take a better look.
All right.
Here we go. I'm going on the web page. The drum roll. No, I'm not good with the sound effects here. My throat is hoarse. Okay. Hey, 708. I was good.
708, okay.
708.
All right, so we're adding, I would say on the average, at least 100 people a week.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we even get 100 people a day. It's awesome. That one show that we got for with Louie, because we were laughing like two goons, 114. That was so cool. Oh, my God.
I like that saying that Ira made up.
Oh, yeah.
Nursing homes are not so sweet.
Yeah, anymore. At the end he put, but I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
They aren't.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Tracy said she liked it for the book, so.
Yeah, I like it too.
You know, the cover.
Yeah.
Nursing homes are not so sweet anymore.
Yeah.
That is
they
so
really
true.
Aren't. Yeah.
And,
very
you know,
true.
That might work.
Yeah.
We'll see what else we have to work with, or, you know, decide.
Yeah.
Anyone out there, mad or glad, 213-816-1650. Anybody wants to call in from a nursing home, feel free. We'll take your call. You don't have to give your name or where you are and all that. Just call in, remain anonymous, keep it clean.
Mm-hmm.
On mad or glad Monday, and you know, I haven't heard much lately about this variant. That I heard that they made new rules. People can come in from other countries, but they have to show their certificate.
No.
They've been inoculated, I guess. You know, they keep changing these things all the time. It's really weird. But I haven't heard any, have you heard any symptoms of this variant thing?
There are two of them. One is Delta and one is Omicron. The Delta is in our country, like, in it. That's the most common right now. The Omicron, 17 people in the United States have, and it's more, they've said, actually, it's more contagious. And they're not sure of the outcome, meaning if it has more than the Delta at this point and more contagious and the outcome causes more death. I don't know. They're actually looking into it.
There's a lot of things they don't know.
Yeah, they don't. They honestly don't know.
But they're not giving any symptoms.
It's the same, really, as the other coronaviruses within, you know, truthfulness.
All right.
So,
all right. They don't know. So I'm gonna take a good theory guess.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would say that the oil of oregano will provide.
Oh
you
yeah,
protection.
It's well around. Yeah. And even the other one that
it's
he
the virus,
mentioned.
It's a virus, but it's a different
form
of it.
What about the astragalus? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I always mess. Yeah, astragalus, and then echinacea, and then they said Q-certain. It's very good also. It's very similar. Q-certain is very similar to the anti-malaria one, so
There's
you could take that.
There's a place out here called the South Shore Wellness Center. You could look it up. I'm sure you could Google it. South Shore Wellness Center. The doctor's name is Danielle. She's a homeopathic
doctor.
We're going to have her as a guest on the show soon. She has developed a kit that protects people from the virus. Now, why isn't the damn-ass government making sure that everybody gets it?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
That's what they should be doing.
Sure, I got
something. Instead of pushing poison on people.
She invited docs, V-I-T-A, Vita docs. Oh,
Vita
that's
what
she has. She has her listing in V-I-T-A docs, like a vitamin doc, Vita docs. She's a Vita doc.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. She has a physical therapy place there near her.
Yeah.
She's in Iceland Terrace. Yeah.
No, she used to be. She moved.
Oh, okay.
That's the old place you're looking at.
Oh, okay. At least I got the doctor's name.
So, you know, these doctors, these humdrum, boring. They're so boring, these doctors. Like my brother pointed out the other day, they never talk about health.
No, they don't.
See? They only talk about virus and death and causes this and that. And you never hear them talk about health.
No.
Well, that's pretty obviously. They don't want people to have health. They don't make any money if the person has health.
That's right. See, here's the thing.
I mean, think about
it. They haven't. Well, you know what Calliope said, Dr. Christopher Calliope, who, you know, does a lot of vitamin, preparations himself and has now been doing stem cell stuff. He said they're not going to get money out of a pill, out of a vitamin bottle. He says they're not going to get They're not going to get any money out of a vitamin bottle, so they just don't cover it like they cover all the other stuff. So that's why he said what he said.
Yeah,
so,
he's a smart cookie, that guy.
Yes, he is, very much so. He knows his stuff. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a sweet man as well, and doctor. He's actually a doctor, so that is why he said it the way he said it, you know.
So, yeah, so get some good stuff. Consult some of these. Dr. Burke is another one on YouTube. You know, very good on
how do you spell his
telling
name?
You how to prevent. What?
Berg. You said B-E-R-G?
B-E-R-G, yeah, Berg.
Yeah. He also has his own website. Dr. Berg.
Yeah.
He has vitamins you could get straight from him, too. Very good, also.
I mean,
I got
it's the same idea,
yeah.
You know, that happened with the first so-called pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, inner sight. Anybody on the call line? 213-816.
Let me take a look.
1650 if you want to call in. Mad or glad? Mad or glad?
Mm-hmm.
And we can't tell you go and sign the petition for nursing home because they took it away. We're hoping that
16 minutes and just us.
That they're going to put it back.
I'm hoping they can.
We're going to make them put it back.
Yep.
Or
if
else.
They don't. Yeah, that's right.
Did
or
you
else
get
we...
any... were you able to text our friend Michelle
I texted her, yes.
Yeah, did you get any answer from her?
Not yet.
All right. No news
and
is good news.
Yep.
And we will, at the right time, contact the media people.
Yes, we will. This will be This will be a quite interesting, if they do put it back, it will be a quite interesting reason, well, why was it taken down in the first place? You know?
Yeah.
That I'd like to know. You know, and why was there an error message saying that you violated, you know, community guidelines? That's quite interesting, too.
Well, I think the nursing homes violate community guidelines a lot more than we do.
Oh, God, yeah.
We're trying to stop them from abusing people.
Yeah.
You know? And if they cared about the community, they would insist upon the home health aides being in there helping the person.
Yeah.
Community guidelines. I don't know what they mean by that, but I'm playing on it anyway.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight, Man of Glad Monday. By the way, if you'd like to be on the show, send us an email without an attachment, innersight@pmpmail.com, no attachment. I want to thank Suffolk Bus for their help. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their recent donation. Silo's phone number is 631-880-7929. So check them out right here in Suffolk County, New York.
Yeah.
Silo. And I want to thank all those who believe that Inner Sight
will do this,
the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we have over 100,000 listeners, you gotta believe that a lot of people agree.
Yeah.
With what we're saying and what we want to do.
You know how I know that people start talking about a story that's happened to them and how somebody they know has been, you know, in a nursing home and has been neglected, and they go on, and they start talking. So I'm very much aware that this is, you know, actually happening.
Yeah, well, how about all the people that are having trouble with these agencies who won't give them an extra few hours so they could stay away from a nursing home, you know? How many people in this country, as we speak, are going through that? There's no statistics on that one, is there?
No, there isn't.
But it's got to be in the thousands, if not a million or more.
No.
You know, people that are struggling, that are trying to figure out, well, how am I going to stay out of this stupid nursing home and then you get these programs where you get these social workers sometimes will come in and they recommend nursing homes. You know, they butt into your life. They see something they don't like. They report it. And the next thing you know, they're trying to get the person to leave their home and go to a nursing home. Now, the other way it happens is you go to a hospital. Let's say you were in an accident or you got injured. Go to a hospital, and they put you into rehab in a nursing home. And there, you know, you got to deal with the social workers again who are trying to get customers for the nursing home.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah. You know
Come
how
on,
they
you
get want to
be
them.
A customer?
I don't know if people. Oh no, yeah, that's what they want, and they come with people, and they have a certain person in mind, which really scares me, because what they do is they come with a whole like as if they're selling you something. And they come.
Yeah.
And they leave you with everything too.
They're selling you the devil.
The death, please. Seriously. Scary.
That's what they're selling you.
You know why I know all about it? Because I was in four of them. And they were all the same. I'm not talking about assisted living. I'm not talking about independent living. I have never been in those. I've only been in the death place. I'm calling it the death place because that's what I know it as. I've seen death.
Nursing homes
death.
Are not so sweet anymore.
That's right. I'm going to rename our petition, you watch. I'm going to first say nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them. Nursing homes are not so sweet anymore. I like that.
Yeah, we could put that up.
Yep.
Maybe that won't be too rough for change.org.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm thinking.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Let it play itself out.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. With any of our goals, service dog, nursing home, making everything accessible, enforcement, nobody is going to stop us.
That's right.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got too many people behind us, and we got a spiritual movement.
It's true.
And a lot of angels helping us.
Oh, yeah. Too many people who've gone up there right now.
So,
my mom, my dad, two angels.
We're
going to
do it.
They believed in the right thing. They believed in the truth. They would sit down, and my father especially, and my mother too, both of them, very church-going, truthful people, would give the shirt off their back people, and yet they both died in a place that I wouldn't give 2 cents for. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And everybody asks me, well, why did you put them in there? Now, I want to say, that is a very interesting question. You'd think if I had a choice, I would have put them in there? No. If I could take care of them myself physically, I would have done that, number one. Number two, if they gave me the money that I had asked for, you know, just to increase their home care, I would have probably been able to take care of them myself.
Well, just so people know, because I was on the phone when we talked to the lawyer, and we wanted to fight it.
Yeah.
We said to Ave Maria, can't you get a court order? Can't you go to court and fight this?
She said no.
And she couldn't. She said there was no law that she could call upon. And later we found out that the Americans with Disability Act doesn't do a damn thing in that situation.
No, it only protects the home.
So it's not entirely the person's fault.
That's right.
That has to make the decision.
That's right.
Because the person, the victim of the nursing home, is not protected the way they should be.
No.
That's another reason why we don't want these nursing homes.
Right. You want the most
that
natural
makes it
thing
worse.
For your relative. You know? You don't
what?
Want. You want the most natural thing for your relative. You don't want them to be in that situation. That's the worst thing you want. You know? You don't
yeah,
want
because
anything.
They're unprotected.
That's right.
And another thing that really bothers me is that I'm mad. The Adult Protective Services are so damn quick to recommend these places, but once the person is in there, they don't provide protection for that person.
No.
Why the hell isn't the Adult Protective Services insist that the home health aides be brought in to help those people.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be protecting the person?
Yep.
Well, where the hell are they?
They're not there. How about poor Brian when he had to go into the ICU one time to be fed? He had to go from the nursing home to the ICU in the hospital so he could be fed because he couldn't move his arms. If he had his home health aide in the nursing home and in the hospital, he would have been able to eat. He would have been able to eat. Friends had a volunteer.
Wait a minute. You're talking about Brian Cruz?
Yes.
When was he in a nursing home?
I don't know if he was in a nursing home. He might have been in a hospital.
No, he wasn't. He was in the hospital. Here's what happened to Brian.
Right.
He was in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and his aide was so loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, good friend of mine, by the way, that she went in without pay, volunteered her time,
mm-hmm.
and helped him. And that's how he was protected against the nursing home. The same exact thing that we're talking about. But she did it because she had a love for the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
He was a good guy.
There's an example of what we're talking about. And
exactly.
I think Tracy should put that story up on her website.
Oh, yeah, she should.
Karen saved him from the nursing home by administering to him, helping him in whatever way she did when he was at home.
Yeah.
There's our
very
point.
Very sweet person.
See?
Yeah. Very sweet
they didn't,
person.
They weren't going to fight Brian to put him in a nursing home because they would look like hell because Karen had the proof that he doesn't belong in a nursing home. I'm going to help him. Send him home.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. And then he had a couple of other aides, too.
Yeah.
But there's the proof right there.
Oh,
you don't
yeah.
need nursing homes.
Nope.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that story's got to go up on.
If
Trace puts it up on her web, that's a wonderful.
That would be a nice dedication. To.
That's a great story, man.
Yes, and a nice dedication.
That's the key.
Brian. Right.
To turning these nursing homes into accessible housing. Get the home health aides in there.
My cousin, well, her stepson, she says, he's not my stepson anymore, and you're not my niece. You're both my kids. This is what my aunt said just today when I spoke with her. She says, you guys have done so much that I cannot ever repay you. I said, why are you even thinking of repaying me? There's no such thing as repaying. When you have family, you just have family. That's what I said to my aunt. She is really, scared of
big
that.
Big question
you know?
Is, can you keep doing it?
We can't, honestly. Yeah. We're trying.
You know, it's like?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the state is waiting around for people to collapse or run out of money. Oh, now we're going to get them.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
That's what it's like. A bunch of damn, what the hell is the word for that?
Scavengers or anything like that.
Scavengers,
you know?
Yeah. How can the governors in this great country condone that kind of a thing?
That always
that's a damn disgrace to America. You know that?
Yeah, it is.
That the governors stand by and allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see some of these families struggling to take care of this person. Give them the damn money, you ass.
That's right.
Why do you want to put them in a nursing home?
Yeah.
That's a mad. Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. And more than ever, we proclaim to the world that we're going to get rid of these nursing homes.
That's
turn
right.
them into accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord God is going to be with us.
Oh, yes, he is.
You wait and
he's
see.
Not going to let us fail. I'll tell you that much.
Because God did not create nursing homes.
That's for sure. The devil
That's
did.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
All right. And you nurses and doctors, you want to help? Come over to Inner Sight and start helping us.
Yeah.
That's what you can do. We'll give you a better job.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight, Kavai World, Inner Sight. Thank you so much. Suzanne, co-host engineer, Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Inner Sight.